Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be talking about Karbanos, and particularly the Karban HaTamid that we bring every day. We're going to be basing ourselves on the Sefer Chachmei Lev, Chelek He, and from page 984. Just amazing Torah, sweetest friends. It says in the Gemara, Menachos Kol Oisek B'Torahs Ola Kilu Hikriv Ola. If you're Oisek in the laws of Ola, of the carbon ola, it's as if you were makriv an ola. The mashmos of this lashon esek is that you're not just saying it, you're not just understanding it, you're misasik b'chol kochus nafshay. That's what we have to do when we're learning about the ola, when we're learning about karbanos. Now we're starting parshas Vayikra, all of the karbanos, what the karbanos are about. And we have to not just have havan in the ola, but we mamishin, that's the first carbon that we start vayikra with. We have to be oisek, it's b'oifin shel hisaskus b'chol kochos nafsho. We have to get completely immersed in the learning about karbanos and their laws and what they mean to us. It's well known from the Gedolei Olam, like the Alshich, the beginning of Parshas Truma, and the pasuk of Ve'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, it doesn't say Ve'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socho. It says b'socham. B'socham means that there is a mikdash in every single Jew, because the ikar hashuras hashchina is b'nafsho is b'nei Yisrael. Hagoyin Rabbeinu Chaim Mivolozhin, in his Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, explains that the tachlis is not the mikdash hachitzoini. Tachlis ritzoini is the pnimius, is that everybody should make a mikdash, a mishkan, within themselves. Kochol ashir namer asoy eitz tavnis hamishkan. Tachlis kavanosi shechen tasu is atzmechen. I want you to make yourselves into a mishkan. And in fact, the mishkan is not talui, and the mikdash in ashuras hashchina, in the external building, but rather in ourselves, like the Alshich says, Va'asuli mikdash b'shachanti b'soichem. When you make a mikdash and I'm dwelling within you, so there's going to be a hispashtus of kedusha, like it says in the sugin Maseches Kedushin, that when you're makdish an animal, you're makadish a woman, a havdil. So the kedusha is mispashet, it spreads out. So too, a person's people, Jews, are so filled with kedusha that our kedusha is going to extend and spread out and then go into the mikdash as well. And even though right now we don't have the mikdash, we don't have the mishkan, unfortunately, however, by learning, by being osek in it, we're being mekayim the tachlis hakavana. The tachlis hakavana is the avoda hapnimis, is how we're feeling in our heart, b'pchinas, b'lvavi mishkan evne, building in our lave a mishkan, u'lekarvan akriv lo yas nafshi hayichida, and we're going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu our soul as a karban. In other words, to be completely devoted, completely given, lehitmaser legamre, mesirus nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and build within our lave that mishkan. So what destroys the Beis HaMikdash externally is when we destroyed our Beis HaMikdash internally. What's going to build the Beis HaMikdash externally is when we build our Pnimiyistika Beis HaMikdash. And we do that, as the Nefesh HaChaim talks about, how our body corresponds to the Mishkan, and a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has a negative thought, and in his mind, that's the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's the holiest part of a person. With his mind, he learns Torah, that's the most human part of a person, that he can think about God, he can think spiritual thoughts. So if Chas V'Shalom, a person has an illicit thought, so it's like, says the Nefesh HaChaim, it's like bringing a Chas V'Shalom, it's like bringing I can't even say it, but somebody one shouldn't bring into the Kodesh Kadoshim, someone whom, on a very inappropriate female, to bring her into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what happens when one has an illicit thought. So what we have to do is we have to build our Mishkan HaPnimi, our bodies which correspond to the Mikdash HaChitzoni, to be Mekayim V'Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichon, B'Soich Kol Echod V'Echod. And in the meantime, that's all we can do. And then if we have enough of that, then the Mikdash HaChitzoni will be built. But to talk about building the Mikdash HaChitzoni without the Mikdash HaPnimi, without building ourselves, so then what's it worth? It's just a building. But we want to have Ashuras HaShechina. In order to have Ashuras HaShechina there, we need to have Ashuras HaShechina within ourselves. So that's our Asik now. To learn about the Karbanos, to learn Sefer Vayikra. We know that the first carbon of the day is the carbon Ola. Every morning we bring a carbon Tamid. Ha'ola Ola Rishon. First is the carbon Ola. And it also says about the Olam Psachim, Aleh Hashlem Kol HaKarbanos Kulam. All the Karbanos come before the Ola. Ola finishes it off. So we have this notion of starting and ending every day with an Ola, with two Tamidim, every single day. In the morning and in the afternoon. We start with the carbon tamid and we end with the carbon tamid. And this carbon tamid is Ola Kula Lashem. In Parashas Pinchas, at the beginning of Perek Chof Ches, it says, Vayidabir Hashem o Moshe Leymor, Tzabis b'nei Yisrael, ve'amarta lehem es karbani lachmi, li'ishai reich, nichoichi tishmur li, lahakri liba mo'adoi. Ve'amarta lehem, zeho ishe asher takribu Lashem, kvosim b'nei shonos, mimim shnaim layom o losamid, esakev esachot ha'aseh babok, we all know the parasha. That you should command, God says to Moshe, you should command the Jewish people, telling them, they have to bring my carbon, it's a good smell, and every in its proper time. And this is the Isha that you should bring, this is the fire you should bring to Hashem. Kvasim b'nei shanas mimim, shnaim layom ola samid. Every day, you bring an ola. Keves echat haseh baboker, keves hashenit haseh ben arbaim. So first you have the Keves HaBoker, and then you have the Keves Shobein Harbaim. So that's our daily task, says Parashas Pinchas. Our daily task is to do what? Is to bring the Karbanos, is to bring the Karban Ola in the morning, Tamid, and bring the Karban Tamid Ola in the afternoon. It's a Karban Tamid because it's brought every day, and it's an Ola because it goes up completely to Hashem. In Parashas Pinchas, Parak Chafres, Pasuk Yud, it also says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbato. Every Shabbos we also have to bring an Ola. And then it also talks about Olas HaChodesh, the carbon we bring on Rosh Chodesh. And then at the end it says again, Al Oilas HaTamid. Torah tells us that they have to be in between the two Tamidim. So dafka about the Olas HaChodesh and Olas Shabbos, it says, as Rashi there says, they have to be brought in between the two Tamids. So we have to know why specifically is it telling us this din. We have a general din. Aleh Hashlem Kol HaKarbanos Kulam. We know that the Ola is the first and the Ola is the last. So why do we need special psukim here to tell us Rashi's learning that the Ola precedes, the Olas Tamid precedes the Olas Shabbos and Olas Rosh Chodesh, and it also comes after the Olas Shabbos and Olas Rosh Chodesh, that Olas Shabbos and Olas Rosh Chodesh have to be sandwiched by an Olas Tamid. Why is the Torah has to have to specify that? We know that's the general halacha, that Ola comes first and Ola goes last. The Karban Tamid comes first and the Karban Tamid comes last. So why does it have to say it specifically in the context of Olas Shabbos and Olas Chodesh? Not only that, but it's interesting, we read the Torah B'Tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, we start with the Parashas HaTamid, like it says in Meseches Megillah and Chof Aleph. Amadeus. So L'Chayra, the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is Menyani Diyoyma. So why don't we just read Inyani Rosh Chodesh? Why don't we just read Inyani Rosh Chodesh? Why do we have to read about the Parashas HaTamid? So there seems to be some sort of special relationship between Parashas HaTamid, the Olas Tamid, and the Karbanos of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. What is that relationship? And the explanation is, based on what's well known, that the Avodah of Rosh Chodesh is Avodah HaChidush V'Hischadshus. Yisrael count to the moon, that gets smaller and smaller, and then it's Mischadesh, just like the Jewish people one day are going to be Mischadesh. Shekhem Asidim V'Hischadesh K'moisa. the Jewish people, are going to be mischadesh, just like the new moon. So we're compared to the new moon. We're going to renew ourselves as the new moon does. And to explain this inyan of avodas hischadshus that's required from us, so we know that a person gets into habits, and we get into too many habits, so then even though it's avodas Hashem, it becomes natural. And then we're not misbatil anymore at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not giving Hashem a ratzon. We don't have a slavus anymore for Kabbalah Shalom Achus Shemayim. So that's a problem. We get into habits. So Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be mechadesh us. It's supposed to give us that sense of renewal. It says in the Pasuk, V'yadvarim e'ela asher anochi mitzavcha yom al levavecho v'shinantom levanecho v'dibarto abom v'shiftecho b'veisecho v'lechtecho v'aderecho v'shachbecho v'kumecho. Says that these things that I commanded you today should be on your heart. You should teach them to your children and speak in them when you sit in your house, when you go on the way, when you lie down, when you get up. Rashi says, "Asher nochim b'tzavcha ayom lo yubeinecha kediut gma yishana shein adam something ela kechadasha shakol rotzun rotzin likrasa." It shouldn't be like something old that everybody already knows. And it's old news, and who's interested? You give somebody the newspaper from 2 weeks ago. Who cares? Who knows? Rather, it should be something chadash, shehakol ratzim likrasa, that all the Torah that we learn should be b'hischadshus. And this is dafka said in the parash of Kriyas Shema, which as Rav Futnam points out, is what we say the most. We say every day Shema in the morning, we say Shema at night, we say Shema before we go to sleep, we say Shema in Olam Yehodam. Keep saying Shema, Shema, Shema. And yet, Dafkan Shema, it says, Asher Nochim Mitzavcha Yom. Every day, the reading of Shema should be new. The reading of Torah should be new. And so even though we're constantly doing it, B'shiftecha B'veisecha, we're learning Torah when we sit in our house. We're learning Torah V'lechtecha V'aderech. We're learning Torah V'shachbecha V'kumecha. We're constantly learning Torah. But it should always be with newness. It should always be with Hischadshus. Asher Nochim Mitzavcha Yom, B'chol Yom Yubeinecha Kechadoshim, Kilu Kibaltim Hayom Me'isinai. Every day it should be as if you're a Makabal Torah new from Sinai. That's why we have it says in the Psikta and in Rashi and Dvarim Chofav Tezayin, we have this notion of Kinesinasa, that when you learn Torah, it has to be like the Nesina at Har Sinai. We learn various halachas from there. Number one, we learn that you have to learn Torah standing up. Today we have a Chulsha, we don't learn it standing up anymore. But at Har Sinai, the Gemara says Moshe was standing, Vatapor Merimadi. So originally they're learning the Torah standing up, like Sinai. Says that just like at Sinai they were pure, Ba'el Ba'im of Yir Rest of Zia, so too today we have to be pure. So that's, again, Kabbalah Mehar Sinai. That's why persons that Har Sinai, they weren't allowed to be Balkaris. Today already, we're not so makbid on that. But that's the ideal. The ideal is to learn Torah B'Tayra, like we were Makabal from Har Sinai. It's the whole union of Mesiris HaTorah, from father to son. Why dafka Mesiris HaTorah B'Shinantim Uvanecha? It's because it's Kinesinasa. Kinesinasa is pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah with love. And therefore, dafka, father, not a teacher. The ideal is that a father should be teaching his son Torah. Because only a father has true love for his son, just like Hashem had for us. Ava, Rabba, Avtanu, and therefore you gave us the Torah. So it's a din kinesinasa. Just like we received the Torah at Sinai, we have to receive the Torah now. Koilos ubrakim. As the Rebbe Shlita says, when you learn Torah, there have to be koilos ubrakim. There has to be a sound and light show. There has to be a lot of fire, a lot of excitement. Just like at Har Sinai. There has to be constant ischadshus. The Gemara and Erevin and Dalet Amud Beis. That Torah is like compared to a breast. Just like a breast, the child, every time he eats, there's more milk. So to Torah, the more we learn, we always find new time. You learn Nachamal, Nachamal, the Zel B'Sugya. You see more and more and more and more Chedushim. It says in the Gemara in Brachos, "Mishamo tishmu, and tishmu b'yashan tishmu b'chadash." If you hear the old, you're going to hear the new. That's "Mishamo tishmu, Mishamo b'yashan tishmu b'chadash." If you hear the old, you're going to hear the new, which means Rav Kook explains in Zainaya that if we keep chazering, why would we keep chazering if we already know it? We keep chazering because we have a zab avas haTorah. We love Torah so much. So we keep chazering and chazering and chazering just because it's beautiful to read. Not because we need new yediyas. Not because it's interesting. But because it's Torah Hashem. So Im Shamo, if you do that, B'yashan, the Gemara promises, Tishmu B'chadash. then you're gonna have chidushim, because there's always more in the Torah. So approach the Torah with excitement. Know that you're sitting down to learn. You're gonna see something new. That's the problem. Some people learn, they never see anything new. So it's boring. It's like davening. You know, people. Why do people talk during Chazaras Hashas? Because they know exactly what the Chazan is gonna say. There's no excitement. The Chazan would get up and say a juicy piece of lashon hara. Maybe people would listen more. But they already know what he's going to say. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu mecha. We've heard that already. Mecha lanu avinu ki vashanu. Come on, that's old news. But it's not really like that in Torah. It shouldn't be like that in Chazaras Hashas either. We should hear new things there also. But in Torah, the more we learn, the more we see. We see new things, new ideas. And that's why we have to approach Torah always with newness, with this freshness. Every day should be like we received it at Har Sinai. Hashemayim, says the Pasuk in Tehillim at the beginning of Kapitel Yutes, Hashemayim misafim kavod kelu ma'ase yodav magid arakia. Yom liyom yabi oimer v'laylo yichav edoas. Ein oimer v'ein dvarim b'li nishma koilam. The heavens tell the honor of God, and his handiwork the sky tells. Every day will express and say, and the night will express its knowledge. There's no words without hearing their voice. That's the literal translation. And it's known what the Baal HaKedah says, that even though Hashemayim Misaprim Kavoit Kel, even though the heavens tell, look at nature, Masa Yada Magir Akia, look at the sky, look at the galaxies, look at everything we have in this universe. So it's Mamish Moiridik, wow. So why aren't we misspoiled? The answer is Yom Yom Yabio Im Evelai Laila Chabidvas. They're just expressing it. The day expresses it, and the night expresses it. It's old news, and therefore, Ein Omer Vein Dvarim B'li Nishma Koilam. There's no speech. There's nothing being said. We don't hear their voice because it's old news. I've already seen this so many times. We're so used to the idea somebody gets cut. They have a cut in their hand, so they know that in 2 days from now, it's not going to be there anymore. The skin is gonna regenerate, and there's not going to be a cut there anymore. There's not going to be a slash. There's just going to be skin. Person has mosquito bites. So the mosquito bites, they go away. They go away a day later, 3 days later, whenever they go, but they go. We have so many nisim in the human body. I'm just giving two examples. There are millions and millions of examples. But we're so used to it. So it's gevaldik, the Baal HaKedah, Shemayim Misaprim, Kavod Kel, Masi Yadar, and Kiyah. You look at nature, and you see the glory of God. But why aren't we misspoiled? Why aren't we amazed? Because Yom Yom Yabiyoyimer, V'Laylaylay, Chavidos. It's just the day, every day, the daily grind. It's old news. So we're not excited about it anymore. And therefore, Ein Omer Vein Dvarim B'li Nishma Koilam. There's nothing being said. Nobody's heard. Because it's just, they're so used to it. They're so used to the fact, all of us, we're so used to nature, we're so used to all the miracles, that we're just not mispoil anymore. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh Eidus Hashem Ne'amana Machkimas Pesi. It says in Tehillim, there in that Kapitel Yutes, Torah of Hashem is complete. It restores the soul. The statutes, the testimonies of God are faithful. They make a fool wise. The Torah is meshiv nefesh. When a person is oisek b'Torah, it's meroimim the person. It elevates the person above the shigra sahergel, above the daily routine, and it guards the hispilus, the excitement that a person has. Ein kol chodosh tachas Hashemesh koheles aleph tes. Dr. Rashi, b'chomashu lamed b'davreshu chalife Hashemesh ein bo chidush v'lo yira l'mashayi kfar sh'never mishes ne'bereishis avalo hagi b'tara moitze b'tamid chidushay tamim. If a person's oisek in inyanei olam hazeh, there's no chidushim, it's the same thing. Everything was already created at the beginning, b'sheshes ne'bereishis. But if a person's oisek, so sometimes we might reveal what's already there. But they're not finding out anything new. There is nothing new. L'maisa, there's nothing new. Ein kol chodosh tachas Hashemesh. But when you're hoge b'Torah, when you go above the sun, then you're going to find chidushei ta'amim. There's always chidushim, there's always ischachis. That's the koyach of Torah, that there's always ischachis. V'hoyu hadvorim ho'eila asher anochim mitzavcha yom ala v'vecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bom v'shivtucha b'veisecha v'lechtucha b'derech v'vishachbucha v'kumecha. Constantly, constantly, constantly we're oisek in Torah, and yet the tmidius shouldn't in any way go the hargosh of the chidush mitzavcha hayom. V'hoyu is behavyos and yehu. Even though it's mitzavcha hayoy, even though every day there's a hargosha of chiddush, nevertheless there's still the v'hoyu behavyos and yehu. The tmidius, the hischachus doesn't come al cheshbon the tmidius. In other words, a person can't forget, even though there's so much newness and there's so much excitement, he can't forget, even though there's newness and excitement, he can't forget that he has to also do the daily kviyas. It's fun to do certain things, it's fun to go certain places, it's fun to learn certain new things, but there's the daily kviyas that every day, a person does a daf gemara, he does three mishnayos, he does two prakam of tehillim, he does 10 prakam of tehillim, he does two prakam of navi, whatever it is, whatever a person's kviyas is. So even though avada, a person has to have his chachas and whatever he does and whatever he's learning, but that they can't come al cheshbon the tmidius. The tmidius isn't baal cheshbon the kviyus, and the kviyus isn't baal cheshbon the tmidius. The schachas isn't baal cheshbon the kviyus, and the kviyus isn't baal cheshbon the schachas. We have both. We have the constancy, we have the daily grind, we have the routine, that every day we do this. And yet there's always has to be constant chiddush. It's not a stira. So we have Hashem Elohim Mitzavcha Yom, that every day is new. But on the other hand, it's v'hayu b'havyasin hu as it is. Every day it's the same. Nachamom, nachamom, nachamom. That's v'hayu advarim ha'il. It's v'hayu b'havyasin hu. And it's b'shiftecha b'veisecha v'lachotecha b'derech. You're right, it's constant. But it's hayom. Asher nochim etzavcha hayom. Every day there's this newness. So that's a very beautiful, very central, very fundamental idea in Avodas Hashem. To keep both. To find this schachas in Torah, and to find the chidushim in Torah, and to find this newness and this renewal in our entire spiritual lives, mitzad echad, mitzad sheni, to keep the tmidius. Every day we have to do something, we do it, we know, a person goes, he goes to daven three times a day, he learns a certain amount, every day he does it with tmidius. He has the tmidius, but he doesn't make that into old news, it's already a habit. No, he does it with his schachas. But he doesn't say, no, I need a schachas, I already did that yesterday. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I did a daf gemara. 3 days ago, I did a daf gemara. Today, I need a schachas. I don't want to learn gemara. No, you have every day. You have your tamidius also. You have your constant daily schedule as well that you keep to. The moyadim are the times of his svadus. That's when we farbrang. That's when we meet with the borei kol ha'olamim. That's chariga me'ahergel. However, even at these times, which are ma'oru chiddush, we can't be mevatel what's kavua. All the karbanos, all types of kiruv to Hashem, are within the very. I can't think of the word. Hamizgeret hanoksha shel hatmidim kesidra. You have this very rigid schedule framework of tmidim every day. So you're right. Avada and avada. You have the ischachas. You have the ischachas of the moadim. You have this chachas of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore the pasuk says, Oilas Chodesh Asher Lo Oilas Atomid. Dafka by Rosh Chodesh, which is the month, which is the holiday of his chachas, there the Torah has to tell us, Al Oilas Atomid. There has to be the Tmidius also. With this chachas, there's the Tmidius. So you have in the parashias, you have in the Karbanos of Shabbos, you have in the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh and the Moyadim, you have this notion of Karban Tamid. To keep telling you again, it's not enough just once to tell you the Karban Tamid. We're told numerous times to bring the Karban Tamid. And if you look later on in Parashas Pinchas, when it talks about the Karbanos of the various Chagim, Sukkot and Yom Kippur, it keeps saying again and again, it keeps telling you, don't forget that daily carbon. Muvad oilas hatomid. Don't forget the daily. You're right, it's mamish gevaldik. We have a holiday here. But you still have to remember the daily. So, together with Rosh Chodesh, it says it. The day of ischachas. And oilas Shabbos b'shabbato, it also talks about it in the context of Shabbos. And it also talks about it in the context of the Moedim. It's constantly reiterating this union of Tamid. Because even with all of our schachas, we also have to have the Tamidius. So you're right. We break the routine. That's why holidays are so important. They're so healthy. It's important to break the routine. But within that breaking the routine, you still have to have that Tamidim Kesidra. You still have to keep part of the routine. So all the shlemus we're going to get in the chagim is totally, it's with being placed in the context of the oilas hatamid. It says in the Gemara in Zvachim and Tzadi Aleph Amir Aleph, Atu chodesh l'musfei ahani l'tmidi lo yahani. What when you bring a carbon tum in Amrish Chodesh, what do you think? You think it's only the musaf is a holy carbon that you bring for Rosh Chodesh, but not the tumen of the regular day? No, the tumen of the regular day also has the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, because the tachlis avodas haChodesh vaAchidush is to be mechaya the tumen. That what's kavua should be mischadish and miskadish. And therefore, when we read the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh, you know what we start with? Yes, sweetest friends, we start with the Parish of Tamid. That Parish of Tamid, because it's to tell you, yes, this is, it's mamish, it's a parish, it's a whole. Because you're going to think that, Beseder, so this is Rosh Chodesh, I have his chashis. What do I need the Tamid for? Answer is, that's a big mistake. You need the Tamid. You need the Tamid. So therefore, in Parashas Pinchas, when it says that Usirizim Echad L'Chatas L'Hashem, so it says there a he goat for a sin offering to Hashem, and this is Al Oilas HaTamid Yosef Nisko, but it's together with the Oilas Tamid. So when we read in Pinchas, talks about the daily offering. And when we read B'chlal in the Kriyan Rosh Chodesh, we start with the Parash of Tamid. Why do we start with the Parash of Tamid? To tell you that within the context of, again, within the context of this newness, of his chachas, no, you need the Tamidius also. It's such a big yisod for Avodas Hashem. That even though people get so excited and they like to break the routine, but you still need what you do every day. Person still needs, even in the middle of on Yom Kippur, he still learns Daf Yomi. What's Daf Yomi today? Daf Yomi today is Chaleisa Gemara and Meseches Erchin. What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? The answer is, but that's the whole point. The whole point is within the framework of Yom Kippur, within all the excitement of Yom Kippur and the Tzom and the Tshuva, but still there's that daily, there's that Tumidius. And that's why we bring the last Tumid. To teach us that very important lesson. And the Olas Tamid has the Kedusha now of Rosh Chodesh. It has the Kedusha of Shabbos when you bring it on Shabbos. Because within the framework of Shabbos and the excitement of Shabbos, Yismuchu v'malchus l'shomer Shabbos, and all the Kedusha of Shabbos, but you still have the Tamidius. And that's why the Torah reiterates it again and again and again. In the context of the Moadim, in the context of Shabbos, in the context of Rosh Chodesh. Beautiful. Advarim mamish me'irim. Meirim kinesi nasa, smechem kinesi nasim b'sinai, as it says in Chagiga. Another inyan of Sinai. There's only one exception to the rule, sweetest friends. We always have the framework of the Olas Tamid starts the day and the Olas Tamid ends the day. What's the exception to the rule? The exception, now that we understand the framework of the Tamid, we want to understand the exception to the rule, the Pesach. Halacha is that the Pesach is karev after the Tamid shel Bein Harbayim. Why? The answer is that the Jewish people were shkuin b'memtes sharetum, and the Malachim said, "Manishtanu elu mielu." How are the Jews different than the Goyim? And the Karban Pesach is milashim diluk v'kfitza. We go mebira miktal igra rama b'shaita chadu v'riga chadu. We go from a deep pit to the highest heights in 1 minute and 1 second. That's the whole idea of the Karban Pesach. We go from the lowest to the highest. That's diluk v'kfitza. So the avoid of the Tamid only gets to Bein Harbayim. But Pesach time, we were beyond Bein Harbayim. We were beyond the afternoon. It was already a choshech yichas aretz. We were mamish in the darkness. So since we were in the darkness, what are we going to do to get out of the darkness? For that we need Karban Pesach. So Karban Pesach can elevate us even beyond the Tamid. So normally, Tamid has to sandwich the day. You have to start with the Tamid and end with the Tamid. Again, to teach us that lesson of Tamidius. And even on the Chagim, and even on Shabbosos. However, when the Karban Pesach comes around, the Karban Pesach says, not only in the afternoon when it's getting darker, when the sun is beginning to set, but I'm telling you guys that even when it's mamish dark and you're memtes sharei tuma, the Pesach can take you out of that. And that's really the koich of Pesach. And we should all be zochem et Hashem, the Pesach, Abba Aleinu, the Tovah. take us all of, out of all of our dark places. We should be zochah b'karav mamish to see b'yis Mashiach tzidkenu after we build that mishkan in our hearts. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, and good Shabbos to my sweetest friends.